rich. How's it going? My name is Brendan, and I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. This music is called Vio Mire. I've been touring with Liz Eisenberg for almost a month now, and it's been awesome. We're really excited to be here in California. This here's the pump organ. It's like a standing up accordion. So you pump the bellows with your feet down here. It's from 1904. I'm from 1985. Thanks for coming, this is super nice. The ivory gull, too slow, too large, nears the iron hull of an ocean barge. Or a simplified expression, a tired soldier's final charge. And with the tolling death bell's sanguine sound, I am a Grant's gazelle, a foot abound. Abide this last transgression, a disappearing coastal town. The easy sway of hemlock trees belies the ass's bray, demanding feed. Inescapable progression, the slow decay of land by sea. The mighty redwood's breaking bough, the western farmland tilled and plowed. The where are you? The moment not arrived till now. Thank you very much. Thanks. Those guys are having like a party next door. You guys see that? It looks awesome. Freezing cold, the kitchen's full of mold, Maybe if I find another way of looking at it, there's calmness in the air. I'm getting old and I don't care. You gave me much too much, now I'm indebted. You gave too much away, do you regret it? But it won't bother me if I don't let it. It won't bother me if I don't let it. It's the why. Of life. When we die. There was something I was mad about, now I forget it. Maybe if I find another way of looking at it. And if you ever wanted him, you never said it. But if it was paranoia, well, you fed it. There was a place I'd like to go, and now I dread it. But it can't get to me, 'cause I don't get it. It's the why. Of light. When we die. If I don't let it. It won't bother me if I don't let it. It can't get to me, 'cause I don't get it. It won't bother me if I don't let it. Maybe if I found another way of looking at it. Thank you. Oh, man. I think this is like going way out of tune. I don't think it's been tuned since 1904. And like, so it's like not, it's only in tune with itself, or previously was, and it appears to not so much be.
That's okay, right? Maybe I'll try some songs on the guitar. Thank you.
Chanced upon the place where you had been. I mean, you found yourself well fed, but growing thin. I looked upon our bodies as a feast. I mean, eaten up by earthworms, I believe that death is peace. That we wait respectfully, like reading a good story while we were sitting by the telephone expectantly. Substance by you. Visitor into your home. I tasted her, I felt her. She shaved her head, I was a louse. And if you two were a fig amongst pigs, if trouble swelled within through growth without, how would you ask to enter someone's house? Grows tall and nourished, unlit. Or if I found another way of looking at it, the aging fall, the youth falter, the joined split. But those who claim lost love never really had it. Deal with what I dealt her, with fingers stretched in anger brewing. But if you dragged a mole from its hole, if it was clear grief was ensuing, how would you ask someone how they are doing? Sent to hell to stir and swelter, I returned and sought my love. But if the way were many days, if present passed as present does, how would you ask someone how their journey was? take it then, Morgan.
Yeah, I'll do it. I ain't been so well these days, and I was wondering if you miss me now. Because I hate this town, and I spent the last 3 days trying to fix my car. And I know you've heard this all before, but do you miss me? Do you miss me now? Stayed in bed, maybe I'd miss you less. And I guess there's a church in the neighborhood, because I heard the bells. And are you doing well these days? And do you miss me? Do you miss me now? Somewhere in Mexico I've driven on before. It goes through a dusty town. I wish I were there now. There was a kid in the street who seemed to recognize me. He tore the bark off of his favorite tree with faint familiarity. And a story worth retelling is worth listening. A story worth retelling is worth listening. Thank you. That's awesome. I think I do really remember very well. Thank you.
just, yeah. We sat on the dryer reading a book while I filled up the green clawfoot tub in the basement. And how you would pick out the splinters in my hands from the old wooden rails in the house. Then we'd fall asleep on the couch. Remember when we wrote down our thoughts on some paper and folded them up and sent them down the river like two little boats, fragile in keeping delusions afloat. Oh, 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 what was it that you wrote? Oh, 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 what was it that you wrote? Core of an apple. You spit out the seeds you were trying to grow a tree so the yard would have shade and then we could stay out in the heat. Just so you could sit next to me. I'm gonna try just one more on this guy. This is the future, one of these. Actually, I think it comes from the same year as me. 1980, whatever. Yeah, so this is going to be the last one, and then Liz Eisenberg's going to play, and I think she's going to, like, party like those guys. It's going to be awesome. I'm serious. Thanks so much. This is called Viomi, right? From Providence. A halted herd of horses by a hill I will ascend. If I am to be a beginning, must I be an end? The pleasant call of alcohol like a siren in the glen. And come nightfall, might I stay with you again? Oh, with you again. Foxes nestled in a den. A broken band of brothers spurn the land they cannot flee. If I am to escape, might I be free? But I'm disinclined to set my mind on that which shall not be. And then our legs entwined, your body next to me. boats pulled on the shore out from the sea. That grace these grounds, struck dumb by daytime din. Are you coming round, or are you giving in? Are you giving in? Left to visit places you had been. Creatures curled up in a pen, and must I be an end? Hills I will ascend.
Thank you so much.